Hey everyone, and welcome to Holy Spirit Soapbox. This is your host, Dan. I'm glad you're here today. Today, we are talking about a career. And the title of this episode is called Taking Care of Business. I just got that song stuck in your head, and I'm sorry for it, but I'm not sorry at the same time, because we are going to be talking about business, kind of. According to careerexplorer.com/career/ambassador, an ambassador is this. It's a person who represents the U.S. government or their country of origin in place of the president or leader. Ambassadors are also known as diplomats, a more general term describing those that work in a foreign country while retaining citizenship in their home country. The foreign country, known to ambassadors as the host nation, serves as their base. From this base, they promote international relations on certain areas of government, such as trade, military involvement, and cultural relationships. When you are an ambassador or representative of your country in another country, you try to represent your nation as well as possible. You are a direct image of your nation, and how you represent yourself can have positive or negative impacts when you interact with different people within the nation or region you're located in. For instance, if you go into a hosting nation as an ambassador of another nation and totally make a fool of yourself and break laws intentionally and or cause hardships for the new country you're living in, people aren't going to see your nation as being respectful or loving. Also, ambassadors do have diplomatic immunity to some of the laws within the nation that is hosting them. Sometimes they're waived by their own nation, and sometimes nations don't recognize diplomatic immunity, but there is almost a sense of comfort knowing your home nation is looking out for you and is applying its own laws to you, where you don't have to give in to the host nation's laws that may be more radical or against your beliefs. Why am I talking about ambassadors? Great question. Because Paul, previously known as Saul, who persecuted Christians, then started following Jesus, and then started loving Christians, calls us ambassadors for Christ. In his second letter to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, Paul is explaining to the Christians in Corinth that even though we are living in this world, we are not of the world. We are to not view things from a worldly perspective, but to view things from where we originate from, God's kingdom. Yes, we should absolutely follow laws here. I'm not saying complete anarchy, just go and do whatever you want. No. We follow laws here because if we follow laws of God, these are perfect and usually fall in line with common laws. Love others, serve others, do not kill, do not steal, etc. We should represent the king and kingdom well as we serve in this foreign land, quote unquote. An ambassador knows their nation of origin well and knows the king well so that they can correctly represent their nation well. Okay, I get it. This kind of sounds crazy, almost like Christians are aliens from Mars or something, right? We just came out of nowhere from this other planet. Kind of, but this is a beautiful representation, as we don't do anything under our own authority, but God's. God gave us the tools and information on how we can make this world that we are living in a better place. He lets us all know that even though we are in a different kingdom or nation, even if the nation we live in doesn't abide by the laws of God's kingdom and may persecute us, we should still represent God and his kingdom as perfectly as possible. That way, the nation you're currently in can see the beauty of God's kingdom. Can't go wrong there. If you're representing God's kingdom well, which is perfect, and there's no pain and no suffering and all that stuff going on that we see here on earth, if we all almost 8 billion people on earth at this time that I'm doing this episode start following God's laws, and we all start living to love and serve others, we will actually get a glimpse of God's kingdom and nation. In the surrounding verses, for context, Paul continues to plead to all to be and stay reconciled with God. Jesus Christ reconciled man with God after we strayed so far away. We forgot what our kingdom was. We forgot where we came from. We forgot who we came from. Jesus, being God, knows God's kingdom well and is a perfect representation of who God is. This in mind, as Christ's ambassadors, we should know Jesus well so that we represent him well and further go out among the nations we are in and show the world the love of the one true God. The cool thing, I guess, with all this is, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christ follower, so I'm an ambassador, okay? If you're a Christian, you're an ambassador. But the click is not a click, right? It doesn't end there. It's not this club. Only some people can get in, right? Yeah, I'm part of the club. You? No. We're actually all, every single person that has lived on this earth throughout history and right now that's living on this earth are actually part of God's kingdom too. The same nation. We all come from the same spot. You just have to remember that and you have to accept it. And if you accept it, then you should start understanding who God is, understanding the laws of the land of God's kingdom, and then live it. You are the ambassador for that kingdom here on earth. You are the image of God's kingdom here on earth. And we all have the guidelines on what the kingdom of God looks like. It's this thing called the Bible. It's really cool. I don't know if you ever heard of it. No. Sarcasm. Horrible. But not a good joke. But the Bible has guidelines. It isn't a book of laws like nations give now. It's a book of guidelines to understand who God is, God's heart in general, and then what the nation looks like that you're representing so that you can continue to represent it in that way. That is what the Bible is all about. And if you get close to that Bible, the Word of God, then you will know how to be an ambassador for Christ. So verses to meditate on here is the entire chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians. Paul explains, he pleads again with the people of Corinth, like, get reconciled with God, understand who he is, and then be ambassadors of Christ or for Christ. This is what you need to do. This is what you need to do. Get to know it well. Get to know your nation well because you're going back. We're called here for a short time, but we got to go back sometime. Finally, some questions for you. Question number one, how does it feel to be an ambassador for Christ? How does that make you feel? Does that feel like a lot of pressure? It shouldn't. Honestly, if it does feel like a lot of pressure, get to know that Christ enjoys being an ambassador still with you, using the Holy Spirit. You can lean on them to understand, because don't try to lean on your own understanding, okay? Lean on the understanding of Christ, of what Christ brought to us when he was here on earth. Question two. What are some ways you can get to know God's kingdom better so you can better represent it? And question three, how does being an ambassador affect the way you may interact with those around you? Remember, you are a direct reflection, a direct image of God's kingdom. When you accept Christ, when you accept God's kingdom as your country of origin, you are now an ambassador for Christ, okay? How does being an ambassador affect the way you may interact with those around you? Simply put, as an analogy, if you're from the United States and you go to another country, Italy, you know, China, wherever, how would you act in that new country, knowing that people are looking at you as an American or somebody from the United States? So knowing that you're from God's kingdom and now you're living on earth, wherever you are, how would you want to be representing God's kingdom? So thank you again for joining in today. You are an ambassador for Christ. If you're a Christian, if you've accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior today, you are a Christian and an ambassador for Christ. That's really cool. That's awesome. God's given you that ability. He's given you the opportunity to participate with Him and to show others who He is and how awesome He is and how awesome His kingdom is. So I would love to pray over everybody here. Again, really quickly, please subscribe to our website and on your favorite podcast apps. Also, please rate us on different apps and continue to spread the word about Holy Spirit Soapbox. But in the meantime, let's bow our heads if you can. If you can't, no worries. Let's talk to our Creator. God, Father, and King of Kings, thank you for giving us the opportunity to be ambassadors for your kingdom. We were put here for a reason that you intricately designed so that all may be saved and all can witness your unbelievable love for us. Thank you for giving us this title. We are honored to go out for you and tell everyone how great you are. Please continue to keep your kingdom's laws in our hearts so that we can represent your kingdom well. We pray all these things in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen.